Please be joined on the line right now by the MLA for Lesser Slave Lake, Pat Rain. I want to talk to you today about, obviously, the province made a number of investments recently to the infrastructure and improving, you know, roads and things of that nature. And some of them, of course, are in the around the High Prairie area and in your riding. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the stuff the province is doing in there?
Yeah, well, what our government is doing, we're upping the funding for the SCIP program. That's the Strategic Transportation Infrastructure Program, to fix and build needed roads and bridges in rural communities across the province. This is all part of Alberta's recovery plan, a bold initiative to invest $10 billion into the economy and to create 50,000 jobs. This is the single largest investment in infrastructure in our province's history. Premier Jason Kenney has been outspoken about the need for Alberta to be bold, take action, and make strategic investments now so that our province emerges from this crisis stronger than ever.
Obviously, with all the work that's being done in the region, obviously that's obviously going to create more jobs, which you think that's obviously going to help sort of the economy in the region as well?
Oh, definitely it will. In the region, what's been announced so far, in Lesser Slave Lake riding will receive over $7.5 million from this program and the water infrastructure investments. Projects like County of Big Lakes, the government has allocated $889,500 for two bridge replacements in the community. We also sent $975,000 to the Gift Lake Métis settlement for a bridge replacement and other repairs. Now, Kyle, these bridge replacements and repairs will ensure our infrastructure is safe for residents and that they will last a very long time. I want to mention a big investment on the East Prairie Métis settlement. We gave over $3 million for the reconstruction of McKinley or Baker Road to improve drainage and give reliable access for school buses and emergency vehicles. This project, the settlement gets to choose where it puts its money. I'm very happy with this investment because it keeps our kids safe on the school buses, and that's so important. Shifting gears to the water investments, our government has invested $150 million in water infrastructure grants that will support 55 water and wastewater improvement projects and approximately create 1,300 jobs. The projects in the Lesser Slave Lake region will include the Gift Lake Métis settlement received $1.8 million for a wastewater lagoon, which will create 9 jobs in the community. East Prairie Métis settlement was given $638,000 for water treatment upgrades, which will create 3 jobs in that community.
And of course, obviously, you know, as you talked about, I believe in the ledge the other day, in the province, we've been hit by, you know, obviously the COVID pandemic, you know, collapse in oil prices and all this stuff. But of course, we're a resilient bunch in this province. So do you know, feel that obviously this is going to be a big boost to the region and you know, sort of helping people, kind of a lot more people and families sort of get back onto the feet?
Yeah, definitely. It's very important that I think our government took these drastic measures because we're in some really challenging times right now. So with COVID-19 pandemic and oil price collapse, it's dealt a double whammy to our great economy, leading to the largest economic collapse since the Great Depression. It's why one of the first actions our government took was to double capital maintenance and renewal spending for 2020 and accelerate over $1 billion to fix roads, bridges, hospitals, and schools faster. This approach ensured that we got money out the door immediately, and it will help create 3,000 much-needed jobs for Albertans. Now, our government has taken the next step to support Alberta's economic recovery by working with communities throughout the province to tackle their much-needed road and bridge construction projects. We have seen success with this investing in infrastructure when Prime Minister Stephen Harper did it in 2008 to weather the recession. The Economic Action Plan created thousands of jobs across the country, creating much-needed infrastructure. We are building on that success with Alberta's recovery plan.
Well, obviously, it seems like things are sounding very hopeful for the region. Lesser Slave Lake, MLA Pat Rain, thanks for joining us here.